Frank Shibata, Blinded by Anger, by Daisy Lopez. In the book, O Pioneers, by Willa Cather, Frank Shibata was a handsome man who was in love with a beautiful and outgoing lady named Marie Tovesky. Marie's father didn't approve of their romance. He felt Frank had nothing to offer his only daughter. Frank knew of Mr. Tovesky's dislike for him. Nevertheless, when Marie turned 18, she ran away with Frank and they married. They went to live in the town where Marie had grown up. Mr. Tovesky set Frank up with a farm. One of Marie's daily routines was to visit her neighbor, Alexandra Bergson, whose farm was behind theirs. Alexandra had known Marie since Marie was 5. Alexandra's younger brother Emil had also been good friends with Marie since childhood. He had been in love with Marie, but had never had the courage to tell her. Similarly, Marie had been in love with Emil and had kept her affection a secret. She carried the secret with her even while she was married to Frank. One day, after hiding his feelings for many years, Emil declared his love to Marie. Marie's response was one of happiness mixed with sadness. She shared the same feelings of love, but was married to another man. She told him that their love was impossible. After their declaration of love, Marie and Emil met unexpectedly in the orchard behind Marie's home. At the same time, Frank was returning home from work and, seeing his house empty but Emil's horse outside, grabbed his gun. When he became aware that nobody was in the house, he went looking for his wife, following the footpath, and found her with Emil. Frank, full of rage, shot Marie and Emil to death. Frank was sent to jail for 10 years for this crime. Alexandra, meanwhile, mourned the loss of her brother and her good friend Marie. 3 months after Emil's death, Alexandra decided to visit Frank in the state penitentiary. She felt that Frank was paying a heavy penalty when it was Marie and Emil who had been in the wrong. I would have to agree with Alexandra's way of thinking. Even though Frank was a jealous and grouchy person, he had worked hard to maintain his family. He had also adored Marie. On the other hand, Marie was also to blame for her and Emil's death, because she used to spend time talking to Emil, knowing that her husband would react negatively. Emil was guilty too, because it was he who had approached Marie that day. Yet they didn't have to pay the penalty that Frank did. They didn't have to be disgraced in their own town or be rejected by their neighbors. Frank had been blinded by his anger. He hadn't meant to hurt his wife or Emil. Alexandra's visit to Frank in prison was a sign of understanding. She couldn't bring Emil back to life. But she did have an opportunity to help someone, and that person was Frank. She helped him by giving him strength and support. She wanted to let him know that she would be looking for ways to have his sentence reduced. My brother was killed by a friend of his 4 years ago. If I were to see the person who killed my brother, I think I would pardon him. I have God in my heart, and God is going to punish the person who killed my brother for his wrong. I help those who have lost a loved one the same way that Alexandra did. She and I both have God in our hearts, and therefore we are able to give love and understanding to others. God is the only one who has the right to judge people, not us, human beings.